Behar, Trump's ununiformed federal officers is fascism in America, he's trying to start race war. By Pam Key on July 21, 2020. Tuesday on ABC's The View, co-host Joy Behar criticized President Donald Trump for threatening to send unidentified federal officers to several U.S. cities like he did to quell protests in Portland. Behar said, "It's interesting that he dares to mention the word Afghanistan when we know our soldiers were targeted and killed. Probably killed in Afghanistan because of bounties on their heads by his pal Putin. Not one word about that, by the way, and calls it a hoax, as a matter of fact. It's fascinating he calls himself the law and order president when all the people around him seem to be in prison or on their way. When you think about it, Roger Stone, witness tampering he just got out. Michael Cohen is back in prison, Paul Manafort, 7-year sentence under home confinement. They let him out because it was not safe to be in prison with coronavirus, yet they'll send our children to school. I love that, Rick Gates in jail. George Papadopoulos was another one indicted and his earliest supporters in Congress, Chris Collins, and Duncan Hunter. And he dares to call himself the law and order president." She continued, "He dares call himself the law and order president. I'm witnessing fascism in America. I was talking to one of my cousins the other day. She's not a right-winger or a Republican. She is a Democrat. She didn't know what was happening in Portland. People need to pay attention. This is the beginning of the end of democracy. If we re-elect this guy, I don't want to think about what will happen to this country." She added, "Didn't it say in the Mueller report that Putin was trying to divide the country and to have race wars in this country? I believe that was part of the Mueller report. Sonny, am I right?" Co-host Sonny Hostin said, "Yes. You're right." Behar said, "This part of the plan, you see. This is part of Putin's plan that Trump is going along with. And really what's galling is where is Lindsey Graham, where is Mitch McConnell? Bill Barr, we can't rely on him. These two are despicable. They need to go also, by the way. People need to vote against Mitch McConnell, Graham, and a few of the others. Get them out." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.